This episode is dedicated to Johnny Jani, double bass and piano extraordinaire from Duncan Village Township, Mpuma Koloni. Johnny Jani passed on in 1986 after a performance in West Berlin. For most, it's a default setting to look at Berlin as a before and after city. It's before. Berlin was the epicenter to the fall of the Iron Curtain that separated East and West Germany in 1989. And it's after, a city with a burgeoning arts and culture scene. But that image of the after is reductionist, for this is a city of ideological warfare, albeit a liberal facade. And this has not at all abated in the times of COVID-19. To look at the city of Berlin much more closely, I teleport to check in on Diana McCarty, the founder of the experimental radio platform Reboot FM, a pocket with a large focus on art, discourse, and electronic music. I am Kagiso Mnisi, and this is Checking In. Imagine, or rather, imagineering. That is what I will be doing on this episode. Basically, call on the fluidity of my imagination to travel across Berlin, and I would like you to be my companion. How are we to do it? With the help of Diana McCarty, native of New Mexico in the States, who started Reboot FM a little over 16 years ago in Berlin. She draws a timeline of the platform's beginnings and how it has grown in recent times through the help of interesting characters. What started off as an experiment has increased in scope, experimentally, well into the corona era as well.
Reboot FM, I mean, okay, this is, I guess, that would be our 16th year in operation. You know, we ran, like, using temporary licenses and then broadcasting under a license that was operated by the city government. And since a little bit over a year, we have our own license, and that's together with Kashmir Radio, We Are Born Free Empowerment Radio, Savvy Funk, BLN FM. We have a license to broadcast on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays on the FM dial 88.4 in Berlin. We reach a decent public. Taxi drivers still like us. And it's a really lovely constellation of groups.
The city of Berlin is not short on politics, some of those including identity and access. It is within this climate that Diana and what she terms a constellation of collaborators exerted themselves to exist. Ultimately, they did so through what they know best, be fluid and experimental, as well as offer an alternative voice.
It was a really long struggle to get the city to make a frequency available to be self-managed by non-profit groups. And they made a frequency available. Our constellation, we call it Radio Network Berlin, or 24-3, 24-3 FM, 3 days a week, 24 hours. We've managed to create, A, to get on the agenda of the city government, but then also to create a new model. And it's very much at odds with the traditional German free radio model, which is really, you know, it's a very much white model from the 80s leftist politics. Bless their hearts, you know, they do their thing. But it does not allow for a lot of other different forms to be articulated or to be generated. Vino and Mohammed, who I met working with Felipe Cesar on Luta Cagabaita, which is a film project, started broadcasting a radio show with Reboot. They then built up a studio at their space in Kreuzberg. And it's important, I mean, like, Vino was one of the people really leading the break the silence and for refugees to leave the camps all across Germany. They occupied a square in Berlin, Oranienburger Square, and were really brutally evicted by the police. They then went and occupied an empty schoolhouse, and again, they were brutally evicted. But it was really a kind of extremely important moment for giving, I think, visibility to the conditions of refugees in Germany. So We Are Born Free Media was born out of that. That's Bino, Mohammed, and Moro. It's the first African-run radio studio on continental Europe. Very proud to have them as partners. So basically, they went from being a radio maker at Reboot to having an own studio, just in time for a bigger radio project we did called Kati FM in 2017. And that was basically temporary one-month broadcast, mostly located around Kartbusser Tor in Berlin-Kreuzberg. Basically, we did 1 month, 24 hours a day, with a bunch of different partners that were really close to Kartbusser Tor. And We Are Born Free then really emerged as not just a radio maker with Reboot FM, but as an actual partner.
When this constellation of collaborators gathers and starts tweaking the knobs, theirs is something very different.
It's like dealing with politics, dealing with art, dealing with experimental sound, DJ collectives. They all flow in and out of each other. So basically everybody has a little finger in every pie. And it's like we are sharing recipes. What we have done is create a really cool space for a different kind of radio. It's very much about different bodies, who has access, who has power, who has say, right? So we've created a really, I think, a lovely, very loose model that allows for each group to have their maximum independence. But we put our energy into making the radios work as good as possible, and we make the organization of it as easy as possible. And that's actually what's kind of funny. You get an Italian, a New Mexican, an African, Gambian. None of us like to work too much extra. And this is really, it's nice because we are the ones running the show.
As the number of new infections fall in Germany, many businesses such as smaller stores or car dealerships have been allowed to reopen, and some students are returning to school. There is, however, strong caution not to relax social distancing restrictions too hastily. At a micro level, Diana observes the weeks that have been during the COVID-19 outbreak at her most personal.
Until now, knocking on wood, I'm quite lucky that my friends and my family are safe. I have a couple of friends that probably had the COVID-19, and that was already some weeks ago, and nobody was seriously ill. The closest it got, a friend of mine's a colleague, her father died of this. Sort of from famous people, Sara Malador. She was so connected with Sanana and Hada and the African cinema, and that's this other thing I do. Like, I'm in a good place, and in terms of a government reaction, in general, I'm American, so you see a huge difference. I'm not going to brag about Germany.
This period with all of its uncertainty has made folks at Reboot FM to be more nimble, a quality that they pride themselves in. A few elements go into achieving this, such as a vested interest in ideological outlook, as well as a do-it-yourself philosophy.
Of course, if you're doing art and culture, this is something, everything's canceled. People are still creative. People do things online. It makes the work of Reboot more important because we have a team. It's myself, it's Noemi Cairon, Guido Plansky, Pitt Schulz, and then, we are running the whole thing. But the studio is basically Noemi and then Nora and Sabrina. There's a rule that people have to solve their own problems and not call me. Solve it, you can't break it. But we were able to really quickly move everything to online. So we are getting the shows from our producers, the radio makers send us things over the internet. We are able to broadcast.
Diana started calling Berlin home 16 years ago, but this New Mexico-born maverick naturally keeps her other eye on what is happening in the United States, where her family resides. That has come with some concern in how America is faring during COVID-19.
My little sister is in the mountains in Colorado. My family is in New Mexico. I look at the U.S. and that's just a time bomb. I mean, that crazy man in the White House is giant man baby, just surrounding himself with idiots. This is really dangerous because that will prolong the problem and the pandemic for everybody, the whole world. See what's happening in Detroit with the black population just being killed off by lack of care. Happening in the UK as well. It's happening in different places. In the US, it's the black population and the native population. I'm saying it's a kind of eugenics program, because now you see which bodies count in terms of receiving access to treatment or access to even a diagnosis, and to see what kinds of populations are being killed off simply by not having access to care.
Berlin, A city etched in our imagination as a before and after city. As its after sprawls, one agent of change at a time, such as Diana McCarthy and her team at Reboot, the experiment continues. Imagineering continues, despite the challenges that have come about during the corona era. I am Kagiso Mnisi, and this has been Checking in Berlin. Shout out to the community of open source musicians that have given this podcast a sonic edge. They brought the beats and I the rhymes. On the next episode of Checking In, I teleport by way of Algiers, Melbourne, and Washington, D.C. to connect with Wydad Kadurai, who speaks about the digital divide during COVID-19 and the Algerian plight.
Because in Algeria, it's a lot of like intergenerational living. You'll have like, you know, the grandparents living with the parents who are also living with the children all in one place. It tends to be like a smaller apartment unit. And what social distancing and also like the mental, I guess, strain.